Anyhow, I just want to tell everybody here, y'all are beautiful, and it's a blessing to be here with everybody. This was totally unplanned. I was just coming in to sit today. This is a beautiful. Aiden asked me, he's like, hey, you know, our speaker was sick, and again, I hope our speaker's okay. May our speaker have blessings and recovery. And here we are. So I thought we'd start with a little like, I guess, kirtan, right, today, and get everybody kind of like chanting. This mantra is one of my favorites. I did a little bit with you guys last time. It was the Hare Krishna chant, which is a really beautiful chant. And it's just think of Krishna as one of the faces of God. It's not the face of God. And what I've always really liked about Hinduism is that they recognize all paths to God. Even you can talk to any kind of true Hindu, and they'll recognize Christ as a path to God, as Muhammad as a path to God. Any number of paths will take you to the same exact place, and that's always resonated with me. So, you know, as we do this chant, you could even think of as we're saying Krishna, you could think of Christ, if that's where your connection lies, if that feels right. Because like I said, even the most staunch Indian guru would say Krishna and Christ are one, right? So if that helps to do that while you're thinking of this. So and I want to thank Angela for coming up here with me on such short notice too. So you want to jump in to your life? Do you feel like you want to jump in there? Sure.
This way.
That way or that way?
This way.
Perfect.
Maybe don't sit down.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. The third drum is Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Rama, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Next little song, and it's a just really quick. It goes, expand your mind, explore your soul. Right? There's a little mantra. Expand your mind, explore your soul. Right? You really can't begin to explore your soul until you start to expand your mind. When you start pushing the limits of your mind, right? You're exploring the contours of your reality. And your reality, of course, is beyond this physical realm. It moves into the celestial and spiritual realm. That's our essence. And once you can expand your mind to that possibility, then you can really begin to explore your inner world and explore your soul. So that's what this one's really kind of about. So we'll, expand your mind, explore your soul.
Right? Think of it like a meditation and sink. So like get yourself in that really quiet, peaceful inner state, and then just, you feel like it, sing along with it, right?
Do you want to tone everybody for that? Get everybody kind of on the same page?
That's what you do.
Yeah.
We could do a couple hues of the hues and a couple ohms if you want.
Sure, let's get everybody kind of in sync for this one.
So basically when you're toning, you're sending light and sound frequency through your chakra systems, which helps to open and expand the chakras, which helps to open and expand your light body, which is what you really are as a light body. Some bones underneath. That was a good one. Anyway,
we gotta remember that. We gotta write that one down.
They recorded it.
So, you want to start with the ohms?
Sure.
Okay, so the ohms are a little bit of a deeper tone, and the hues are a little bit of a higher frequency tone. Let me start.
Oh.
Deep breath.
Of course, Om is the sound of the universe, right? It's the sound of creation. It's the sound of the spirit, essentially. And it's the sound of all that is, will be, and what has always been, right? So it's the past, present, future.
So now let's do the hue. Okay. Now hue is the crown chakra, and it's a little bit higher pitched. And I know some men can't go as high as women, but basically it's the ooh sound. So you're just going hue and the ooh sound. Try to see if you can feel where in your body that sound is vibrating. Okay. And so, and remember to always take a very, very deep breath. I mean, from your abdomen all the way up to your chest, fill all that up with air so that when you breathe out, you have enough, prana, air in your system to make it's a long vowel sound, right? So let's take that deep breath. Want to start? Okay. Deep breath. Peacefully feel. What does your body feel like? Is it tingling? Is there a specific chakra that's feeling more expanded and more open?
My heart feels expanded.
Your heart?
Yeah.
My entire body is tingling. I can't even talk.
All right, so we're all going to be on the same page now of this mantra. So it's everyone that. The first time Angela led me through the toning, it had a profound effect on me. It's beautiful. So, and so embrace. I'm sorry. Expand your mind. I forgot my own mantra. Expand your mind. Explore your soul. Right. She took me into another worldly place. I forgot my own mantra. Okay. Here we go. Everything is perfect. We are where we need to be. The miracles this moment of consciousness run free. And everything is perfect. This moment, consciousness running free. Everything is perfect. We all need to be the miracles this moment, consciousness running free. We feel that we are where we need to be. perfect. We all need to be. A miracle is this moment. Consciousness run free. Expand your mind.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind.
Explore your soul.
Expand your mind. Explore your soul. We are going to be when miracles this moment, when consciousness running free. Everything is perfect. We are going to be when miracles this moment, when consciousness running free. Everything is perfect. We are what we need to be when miracles this moment, when consciousness running free. Expand your mind. Explore your soul. 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 Expand your mind.
Just because when we did that last tone, the hue, my body was buzzing. And I just want you guys to walk out of here with a buzzing body.
That sounds good.
Well, it's all you. Take it. Finish it.
Okay, so I'm just going to
breathe.
Okay. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to tone the sound E, which is what we're going to say the word free, but the tone itself is E, which is actually the crown chakra. Again, I didn't plan any of this, but just how it's turning out. So, again, see where you feel in your body. We're all learning how to feel the frequencies in our body, and we're learning how to feel our chakras better, right? It's practice. Okay, so take that deep breath, get centered and balanced and aligned. And then we're going to do free.
Free.
Deep breath.
Free.
Deep breath. One more for great luck. Deep, deep breath. Like an angel chorus, didn't it? Everyone was so beautiful together. Pay attention to where you're feeling in the body. And just take a moment to take wherever you might be feeling the high frequency in your body and just let it move through all your chakras, the ground down into Mother Earth. I feel like I'm about ready to float away. I'm not doing that. Let's ground that energy down our chakras. Let the energy flow, visualize it flowing down, down, down. Down to Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth. Pachamama, Gaia. Thank you, Creator of all that is, for this beautiful day we're all together sharing. May all beings be blessed.
May all beings be blessed.
Yes, I have something to share. I had a good fortune last night. Someone invited me out to perform a few songs out of Scaly. So I got to this farm. I didn't know what to expect. It was a friend of mine. She's a massage therapist. And she said, there's another massage therapist. And I said, well, this ought to be interesting. Instead of going dancing, well, I think we'll go that way. Why not? So we get out there. It was a setup job, sort of. The strawberry full moon, which is very important, was coming out of the clouds. And these lightning bugs were in this field. And she had the blue ones there, too. And there were some of them were blue. That's how you got them. And anyways, watching this, wow, this is unbelievable. One lady, massage lady, younger lady, had a son, and you know, my massage lady and the other one had two sons about 15 years old. They're tall and skinny. They look like Canadians anyway, and they were being teenagers. Oh, we want to go somewhere, do something. Mom says, no. This is the good stuff. Pay attention, everybody. This is the good stuff. And so they're out there. And they're, watching the moon come up and lightning bugs, and they're calming down from the teenage mindset. And then the mom mentions to me that the mom of the lady I didn't know at first, that her son at 15 was concerned about his calcification of his pineal gland. A 15-year-old is concerned about that. Well, that's pretty darn cool. So. And so then I had a chat with him. I talked with him. And I sat up there and I said, look, your mom says you're concerned. There are things, because you know, they've been hitting us up with fluoride forever, and that calcifies your pineal gland. It's done on purpose. So so we can't connect. And she's like paying attention. And I said, I learned this from Sean, ladies. And I said, you see that moon? I said, squint your eyes. I do it with the sun. And you squint your eyes until you get the rays coming down. And I said, focus that strawberry moon on your pineal gland. And then the light that comes down, put it on your heart. And the other beam goes up. Do that. And then his mom said, what did you have to do? And so I explained it to her. But it was a great opportunity to be, you know, relate to a 15-year-old that knows about pineal glands. Yeah, you know, these star seeds that are coming up now don't have to, like us, I walked to school uphill both ways, you know, and all that stuff that we have to carry. No, they're coming in at a different level. But it was a very enchanting night there. And fruit and things, you know, it was just wonderful. And then my friend said, why don't you say something? I said, oh, okay. Just make it up. No, I've been doing this a long time. But it was some of the training I got from, I connect with Dr. Joe Dispenza several years ago when I was, you know, trying to work through some stuff, and he kept talking about you can rewire your brain. Really? Isn't that interesting? So studied that and distilled it down, and I'm going to try to distill it down because, like the internet, there's all this information. And it's like the graven image. Instead of asking God, well, talk to Siri here or Alexa and get the answer. We have 80,000 thoughts a day. Some people a lot less, some people more. And so this information, and if we, like the Ascended Masters and other people, Wayne Dwyer comes to mind because he would take this Eastern philosophies and teachings and make it palatable for white people and other colors, but I mean, so that we understood it, you know. But the Ascended Masters, with all the knowledge that they had, Buddha, Jesus, the Ascended Masters, there's still someone, they're all over the place. You know, they've been all over the place. Don't take that to Christ consciousness. He said the comparison, you know, isn't an accident there, you know, from that word. They distill it down to a couple words. That's good stuff. You know, I mean, Jesus will say, a few words, and everybody seems to get it. Buddha was that way. Lao Tzu, is that how you pronounce it? Lao Tzu. I learned something 5 years ago, and I've got a background in psychology. I counseled for years and did all that. But also, I heard this, and somebody said it, a woman's spiritual sense, I believe it was over Open Door, where I was associated over there. And this speaker, we had great speakers there, and Barbara was good too. But they said, Lao Tzu said, live in the past, depression. Live in the future, anxiety. Live in the moment, peace. Like, whatever. And I said, you gotta be kidding me. It's that easy. And then it just popped. It was like, oh, yeah, yeah, you drank this crap from the back past, and you're dragging it around like a big bag of poo-poo.
Yep.
Why are you dragging it? I don't know. It's mine. What smells? Why are you dragging it? And you're going, what? It's mine. But why are you dragging it? I don't know. Okay. How can you move ahead quicker or ascend when you're dragging that? So in the Gospels and the teachings, it really comes down to simple stuff. It's simple stuff. I gave a talk one time that, well, I did it at Sonny's a while back. It was when Rhonda was down there doing something. She said, you want to say something? I said, hey, I just got one thing to say. I was coming over the mountain this way, and I knew I was going there. And you know, sometimes I'll say a little something, but God said, you need to say this. And it was the Ten Commandments. Okay, we have a hard time with that. There's only 10. One time I gave a talk, I was in the organized religious group, and Spirit just said, when I joined this church, I understood there's 10 commandments, but now there's like 284. What's up with that? And I felt they were going to take a hook and take me off stage. But the essence of this is there's two. Know God, love God, and love your neighbor as yourself. If you do those two things, you don't have to worry about the other 284. Just those two. So keep it simple, Leroy. Just that, those two commandments. The last thing we'll wrap it up real quick here is on manifestation with Dr. Joe Dispenza. He taught me how to rewire my brain. I don't remember bad things anymore, I swear. I mean, I have to really dig. And when I finally get it from a deleted file, I look at it now and say, God, the universe, spirit, there's all kinds of names for him, Allah. I needed to learn that. And so this is the hardest part, is to be grateful for the butt kicking you got back in the day, because you were supposed to go through that. Why? Why? Because to know what you don't want. And now it's real simple. What do you want? At the age you're at here, some younger, some older, you know, at 74, I figured it out. And in with that manifestation, meaning again, we have 80,000 thoughts, but when we have a recurring thought that means something to us, I'll put it right here. Your heart has an emotional attachment to it, okay? And it's like a mantra, over and over again. And once you attach that, and then you do that, and then it goes into your subconscious, okay, it manifests. One, two, three, sacred geometry, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Everything is based on sacred geometry, the triangle, the pyramid, the Merkaba. It's all based on three. Tesla said, if you know 3, 6, 9, you know everything. Our DNA is that. Everything in this planet, the universe, everything is 3, 6, 9. So we can manifest anything we want. And I got the memo on that years ago. I think it was just because of my parents. Son, you can do anything you want. And I said, really? You can make the choice. You can't choose the consequences. So good or bad, you have to do something bad. Well, you made that choice and you own it. Yeah. I avoided jail. For the most part. No, I was only locked up for one night. But
we're a good company.
Well, they didn't get the other parts. Yeah, like the rest of them. No, we're not going into that. No. That we can manifest anything we want at our age. It doesn't matter. Because we are eternal spirits. We lived before, we'll live after this. And right now, I've learned in the last year, we actually, it's hard for my head to get around, that we live in at least 12 dimensions right now.
Simultaneously.
This is the dumb guy down here. I went to this Leroy. You know, Leroy's not everything to turn a finger down. And yet, we have angels, guardian angels, and right now, in this time we're doing right now, we are transitioning from what's called the third dimension to the fifth. And we have help. We have all kinds of spiritual guides. We've got all kinds of angels. Archangel Michael's here now. There's all kinds of help from everywhere. In this moment right now, you're going to see changes, unbelievable changes. For short, it's going to be a little rough, right, for a moment. But after that, it's going to be so good, you're not even going to remember the bad part. You can manifest it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if this is going to help anybody at all, but it just kind of blew me away. We went to, is Angela in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Take the mic back. Hey, Angela, what was that lady's name that did our horoscope?
Sylvie Ann.
She was so cool. Angela was getting hers done, and I was just fascinated, so of course I had to butt in.
Of course.
And so she did mine. And this lady was fascinating. I mean, she was the best I've ever seen. Was she not good? Angela, was she good?
She was.
I mean, amazing. One thing is, Angela and my horoscope are so similar. She was pretty, I mean, that was kind of strange.
Very odd.
Very odd. I mean, they were very similar.
You had two horoscopes that much alike?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. That was one thing that was kind of strange about it is we're both kind of wacko Capricorns that was pretty much what she said, you know? I mean, we're whacked out Capricorns. And but then she got into something that... for the first time in my life, started putting things together. And as you got up and did something, and then she was going into how each aspect of my horoscope, going all the way around to each planet in each house, was an indication of that. In my last life, I was a jaguar priest. But she was saying it goes so far back. Everything was like a mirror reflection going back of. She said, you had no choice but to go into priesthood when you first started looking, you first started searching, because she said that was the obvious thing that you would have landed on. But she said the kind of priesthood that went back was shamanic and was clearly reflected in the jaguar priest in the last line. But she said that this went all the way back. And I said, well, tell me, I've been searching, what's the connection between all this and these bizarre events that keep happening in my life over and 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 over repeatedly, where I keep having experiences where I shouldn't be dead, but I walk away from it. And she said that is part of the shamanic priesthood. She said it's events and experiences of your ancestors that you are transmuting through the process of these near-death experiences that you walk away from. And she says that this is, she said, when I told her particularly about the boat incident, she said, well, that in that case, there's no doubt you should have been dead. But she said, you transmuted events in numerous people's lives by going through that experience. And said, that's part of the shamanism. And it's part of your keep, where you keep going into forms of priesthood. She said, all of this priesthood, she said, it is, your type of priesthood is one in service to Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. And I said,
in the divine feminine, she said as well.
Oh, yeah, that was part of that divine feminine. And she kept connecting that so much of this was the feminine.
Which is why you're so attracted to the Smokies.
Yeah.
Oh, this place is like.
Oh, yeah, it's the feminine. I like Colorado. It's like you go out there and then you bounce back here.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, they're masculine mountains, mm-hmm. you know, and I was attracted to feminine mountains. And I said, well, I'm gay. And she said, you had no choice. You know, and I said, well, I went to Bruce. She said, yeah, you had no choice. And the whole thing just, it was like pieces of a puzzle coming together. And folks, there's a reason why we're here. There's a reason why you came to the Spiritual Light Center. I remember one time sitting in this room with her, about 15 people, and we all talked about what brought us here. And every single one of the people in the room, bar none, gave the same story. That essentially, they were drawn here. They would be driving here, and they would get just sucked into it. Some of them would just turn and buy a house. You know, they had no intention of it. And I think that the reason is this place is going to be kept safe. Now, I mean, when the shit hits the fan, does it, you know, we're all going to get a little bit of this on it. But, sorry to be so gross.
The shift is good.
Yeah. And when that happens, this area is going to be kept more safe than others. And this is going to be a source of protection on this planet. I keep thinking that, next Phoenix,
Sedona,
thank you. I think Sedona had it at one point, but I think Sedona's losing it. No, I think it's the materialism that has drained it.
Absolutely.
And I think that a lot of that energy is being transferred to here. And there's a reason why we who are able to be part of a community, a heart of a community, to transmit that grace, that power, that strength, is us. I put myself down so many times. I'm so good at that. But the fact is that I came here for a reason, and it's a culmination of many lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And I can see him now. As I look back, and I'm beginning to get the picture, and this was, she was so good. Nobody has put those puzzle pieces together ever, but she did like that. So, folks, get ready. You're here for a reason.
She's
here for a reason.
You guys